VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, three powerful tools that turn insight into revenue. It's easy to call us. That number is 888-723-4630.
888-RADIO-30.
Radio 30 is the
yes.
other one, yeah.
Or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player to get into us by email.
Right. Or you can ask your butler to dial.
Happy to read it over the air. And Griff,
what?
Before we do the six tips for branding your business,
yeah, we've been teasing
which is
that
on page 12, we're really going to do it.
All right.
Just wanted to mention again that I had made a mistake in the Facebook page.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa.
Right. So here's how the voting is going for the Shine Awards very quickly.
Yeah.
On the 20th of this month, which is just in a few weeks from now.
A few weeks.
We will be voting on the categories.
Oh, good.
Okay. So you go on, you vote in each category.
Each.
You vote for somebody.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then when each category has a winner.
A winner.
Then it goes to the committee that's going to be partly eBay insiders and outsiders. Industry experts are going to be on the committee.
Yes.
As well. And they're going to choose the one that's going to be the grand prize winner. I think that's, is that $5,000 or $10,000? It's a lot of money. Whatever it is, it's a lot of money.
It's a whole lot of 10K.
A whole lot of money. Hmm. And so just wanted to be aware, you to be aware that
be
that's
aware.
The correct thing. Okay, let's do the six tips for branding your business because we
finally
get asked about this
geez.
A lot.
God, we tease that so much, it's hair is standing up on end.
So, are your eBay store branding efforts working for you, bolstering sales, or against you, eroding sales?
Well, I hope not.
It's easy to fall into the branding is just for the big guys trap. In reality, if you sell on eBay, you're branding your business 24/7 via your
store name, logo, billboard, description, etc.
Your listings.
Customer service.
Packaging and printed business materials.
Oh, that's true. And so it's really just a matter of what all these elements are saying about your business.
That's
right. Are you projecting a cohesive professional front? Or are you screaming, my business is kind of a mess?
You know, I got to bring up your little character again here.
Yeah.
It shows, people will say, well, I want them to know I'm a real person. You know, that does show that you're a real person, even though it's a caricature. No, it shows you have a sense of humor. No, really.
Some people think I'm a caricature in real life.
You are. But I just think it's a wonderful idea. So, it's really just a matter of what all these elements are saying about your business, as you said.
That's true. Yeah.
If it's the latter, if it's my business is kind of a mess, if that's the impression you're giving people, you can fix that.
You can.
Here are six actionable tips for branding your store on eBay. Why don't you take number one?
Well, number one is define your brand identity. One of the first things you should cover is, what does your store say about your business? Is your logo professional, attractive? Is it memorable? Does your store billboard add value to your brand? Does your store have a cohesive look and feel? Oh, and how about your store description? Does it concisely encapsulate what your business is all about? Put yourself in your buyer's shoes. Based on all this, would you buy from you?
Number two is create a style guide to help keep your brand consistent. Once you establish your brand identity, consider creating a simple style guide that outlines your brand's established font styles, sizes, colors.
Yep.
eBay's got a big catalog.
Do we ever.
Oh, my God.
We've shown it to you.
It's gigantic.
Yeah.
No, we have it because we need to know how to use the logos, the eBay radio logos.
Every big company has such a thing.
It's true. I know that. I get
and
it.
And every small company should.
So you should have it also. So
that's right.
It's outlines your established font styles, what you like to use, the sizes, the colors. We're talking one page only.
Yeah, and no Comic Sans.
Right. And this will help you maintain consistency with everything from your listings to your printed business materials. And you don't have to remember 3 years later, gee, did I use What font did I use on that? The more consistent...
Was it Comic Sans?
Please not. So remember, the more consistent you are with your brand, the more brand equity you're going to build.
Right. And you know where this comes from, by the way?
Where?
So you know what a brand is? A brand is a promise you make to your customers.
Oh, yes,
so
it is.
This isn't mine. This comes out of Marketing 101. But if it's a promise, it has to be consistent. So little things like fonts, face and style and colors. It's why when a company changes its brand, it does so not willy-nilly. It's a very deliberate exercise.
Number three.
Don't ignore printed materials. Yeah, I know you sell online. Your eBay store is your main touch point. However, printed marketing materials such as business cards, thank you notes, and even stickers can really help you stand out in this digital world.
And again, Griff, you bought stickers.
I had stickers made by StickerMule.com.
Of your caricature.
Yeah, and the process of getting it made was so simple. Another great company.
You probably just sent over the stuff.
I uploaded it.
Right, that's what I mean.
And their upload process was so clean and neat. And then in the mail a week later, what do you think I get?
Yay.
A big box of stickers.
The stickers.
Yeah, put the stickers on it. You know, you got to visualize your customer unboxing experience. I talk about this so much.
Yes, you do.
It's so important. Let's say that you just shipped a designer blouse wrapped in tissue paper, affixed with a sticker displaying your business name and logo, accompanied by a printed thank you for your order card carrying the same look and feel as your store. This is the kind of touch that says, I go the extra mile, and it helps you stand out from the e-competition. If you're an eBay store subscriber, you can create your own printed materials with VistaPrint and save 20%.
There you go.
Yeah. And you know, and that's in those subscriber discount section of eBay's Manage My Store.
So we're giving you six tips for branding your business. And this was adapted from a post by Shauna Champion in the eBay for Business blog.
Okay.
So number four is be known for your superior customer service.
Ooh, that's important.
When a customer inquires about an item, do you pull out all the stops to make them happy, or do you consider them lucky to be buying from you?
No, please.
Having a reputation for exemplary customer service can catapult your brand to the top of the heap.
I've known people, Lee, when I was in the antiques business, and a lot of good antique dealers, but there were a few, maybe not just a few, who were like the soup Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
When it came to their shopping with them. If they felt that you weren't, you know, admiring their merchandise or paying due homage and respect to their incredibly brilliant eye for design and colors, you know, they wouldn't sell to you. They would say, out! No antiques for you! You can't do that.
How silly.
How silly.
You're just driving customers away, literally, when you do that.
You got to think outside. Number five is you got to think outside the branding box. Car signage, t-shirts, and marketing giveaways, a.k.a. like tchotchkes or swag or goodies.
So cheap. All these things, the car signage, you'd be surprised. You can put, you know, they're magnetic-like. You put them on the side of the car.
Right.
T-shirts, you can get them made in ones, just one at a time on eBay.
Exactly.
Marketing giveaways such as pens with your company name on
it. Yeah, these are great.
eBay sellers aren't thinking like this.
No, I know.
And they should be.
Well, they're pinching
it's
those pennies.
I get that, but it's not just marketing your listing in your store online. It's also what you do and what you say about yourself and your business online. And by the way, that also helps people to, it gives you more credibility.
Yeah.
As a business person.
Plus
also.
you're creating this sort of all-purpose hieroglyph, which when people see it, they're going to think of you. They're your business.
Now, number six doesn't always work, but it's usual. Maybe nine times out of ten. Check out how the top eBay sellers are doing branding.
Or not.
No.
Right.
Every now and then I see somebody that is just doing fantastically and their listing looks like crap and their store, forget it. And yet, you know, they list a lot. They list every day. They list like crazy and they sell a lot. However, having said that, in most cases, in order to succeed as a business, you need to brand yourself properly. But do check out how the top eBay sellers are doing branding. It's something the top dogs, most of them, have mastered. Griff is one of them. Their logos are memorable. Their store billboards are attractive, and they add value to their brand. And their listings are clean and consistent looking.
Yeah. And
even selling one-offs, you can make sure your listings are clean and consistent looking.
And if you're not confident in your own design skills, it's worth it to pay for a professional to help you with the design. They'll do the grunt work, but they can also you get the benefit of their eye for this, and they can help you design something really professional and catchy.
Our friend Sally Milo, she has commercials on this very radio
show.
She's a professional, for instance. But you need to consider this.
Yeah.
For your eBay business.
Yeah, you do.
So, Griff, okay, we do have some other news I wanted to get to, but I want to hold that off for
about the end of the segment.
A minute or two, because we're on the end of the segment. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about more stuff eBay, and we're waiting for your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Yeah.
Was that you banging?
Yeah, well, it was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was doing it. Like that, yeah.
So also,
this is me playing with the mic.
You know, you can. Oh, don't. Oh, no, no, don't do that. I went to a little community meeting in my mobile home park.
Yeah, how's that?
And the woman in charge of the thing gets up there, and she's got a microphone in her hand.
She's tapping it.
Worse.
What?
She is banging on the table to get your attention with the microphone. And, of course, me being in radio all these years, I just flinched and almost jumped out of my seat.
Yeah, the way you get someone's attention, you just start talking and you don't stop.
Exactly.
This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go 3, powerful tools to turn insight into revenue. 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We want to help you at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that helpful number is 888-723-4630.
Now, I'm not sure I understand this news story.
Go ahead.
So you'll have to explain it. Sounds interesting. Yep. It says eBay is unveiling new browsing modules that leverage the company's structured data. These new approaches to surfacing relevant items go beyond traditional keyword search results. They instantly pull up listings with great savings, best-selling products, and more, present them in easy-to-navigate ways, and one goal of the new modules is to better serve potential customers landing on eBay, directly from Google.
Right.
Okay.
That's the key.
That is the key, I guess.
Right.
So do you know Dominique Bouchon?
Yeah.
eBay's Director of Search Front-End Product Management?
Yep.
She says many users want to click to browse through items that they are interested in rather than rely on keyword searches.
Right.
If we only surface a long list of listings, we miss the opportunity to surface the most interesting products and listings. So they now have an algorithm that can instantly and intelligently surface them to the users.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the product. I haven't seen it yet. It sounds very interesting.
So how do they show it to you when you
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it says eBay is unveiling, but it doesn't say it has unveiled.
It hasn't unveiled yet.
It has not. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I read the story now. So we can be the first to mention it. Nearly 20% of people who try to register for accounts on eBay get blocked from doing so simply because they previously supplied a particular email address.
Yeah.
And this can cause some customers to give up on gaining access altogether.
Yeah.
That won't be a problem anymore, Griff. eBay has launched Reclaimed Email as part of its identity management initiative, which seeks to remove friction for customers looking to buy and sell on eBay. So if you've previously registered an email address on eBay, can't gain access, and haven't transacted on eBay in a while, we have some steps for you to follow to regain access using the very same email address when you register for a new account. So, number one, you fill out the registration tab, and if you're eligible to reclaim email, you will be prompted to either register new account or sign in. Number two, you select register new account. And number three, you'll receive a confirmation link in your email inbox. And by clicking to confirm the email address, you'll be able to sign into your new account with it. And once you've reclaimed your email, you're ready to buy and sell on eBay's marketplace, which, as we know, offers unmatched selection.
Unmatched.
So that is, they try to register for accounts on eBay. They get blocked because at one time or another, they supplied a particular email address. So if that's happening to you now, you know how to get yourself out of that darn mess, right?
That darn mess.
E. Betsy sent me over an eBay listing for an interesting-looking bicycle I want you to see. It just
I saw it, the Marimekko.
Yeah, it just made me smile.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It has the Marimekko design on it, and it looks like red tires.
Yeah, or pink. It's hard to say.
Pink. Yeah.
But you know, you could just go out and get the fabric and make one yourself.
I suppose, but I don't want it. I want yours.
Yeah, mine's pretty cool.
But I want a girly one.
Get the mini.
Now, you see that Marimekko bike? See how it has two bars?
Yeah.
I don't want the top bar.
No,
I'm too short for the top bar.
Well, with the mini, you don't have to worry because the bike is small enough you can get your little short stubby legs right over it. So.
Oh, thank you. That was very sexy.
You're welcome.
Griffala, Griffala, Griffala.
Leafala.
Thank you so much.
Is John laughing? Can you see him?
I only try
to make him laugh.
His sense of humor is so jaded at this point.
Jaded?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, please. He's got a very good sense of humor. You can't tell it often because
it's
he doesn't say much.
Still waters run deep.
That's right. He doesn't say much. Hey, listen, I want to mention that if you'd like to even have more eBay Radio fun and eBay information, you can join the eBay Radio Facebook group. It's free.
Yeah.
Just go to facebook.com/group/eBay Radio or just type in eBay Radio group. If you type in those three words, eBay Radio Group, you're going to find it. And then you just click on Join Group, and heck, I approve them all day long. You know,
oh, good.
I look at them on my cell phone, and there they are. Mm. So we look forward to your participation.
Yeah.
So please come join us on the eBay Radio Facebook page. We'd also like you to check out the eBay Radio Seller Resource Center. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, hover over Seller Resources at the top of any Archives page, and you'll find Seller Tools and Services, the Sellers Group Directory, Seller Events Calendar, a Seller Bookshelf, Seller Bookmarks, and some of my at Lee's Advice for the Entrepreneur. It's all located under Seller Resources in the eBay Radio Archives. Kathy Terrell, my dear, hello, how are you?
Hey, Kathy.
How are you, Lee? Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
So, boy, you lot of goings on there in New York the last few days, huh?
That's why I called you guys. I'm sort of waving from Manhattan because a lot of wonderful eBay executives from San Jose were here. And wonderfully treated a handful of sellers to a very special dinner last night.
So they stayed in your guest room, and a good time was had by all. So I'm telling you,
now Lee, you know New York City, and Griff, you do too.
Yes.
It's a brand new rooftop bar. It's at 48th and 11th Avenue. Mm. You're very close to the Hudson.
Oh.
We're about 15 floors up in the air with a panoramic view of New Jersey and looking northward to the city towards Central Park. So we had drinks there for about an hour with perfect weather. Perfect. I mean, just absolutely spectacular. Susie Deering, who's the chief marketing officer, who I hadn't met before, she hosted us. Hal was supposed to join us, but he had something come up. He had to stay in San Jose. So Susie was our hostess, and with her was Jill Ramsey, who's the vice president of marketing for soft goods, and Bridget Davies, vice president for advertising. And first of all, they wanted to hear our stories, and you're going to know these sellers. So it was Bill and Maida Webster.
Oh yes, we know them. Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Connectable.
Yeah.
Joe DeMarco.
Hotcap Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's Hubcap Joe. Anastasia Andreski, who runs the meetup group here in New York City, who's a very experienced seller.
Exactly.
Dave Millen, who you might not have met, he's a smaller seller, which was, they wanted to meet a variety of sellers. And then Dan Wiley, who's been on the eBay for Business blog, who's a big seller out of Kentucky, came in to represent the larger sellers, and myself. So the executives got a really nice range of hobby seller to very experienced seller. Everybody experienced sellers, and in different areas, like Joe with eBay Motors, collectible sellers, fashion sellers, sporting goods sellers. It was great. And they wanted to hear us. And this is why I called, was to give you guys the skinny, is one thing that Susie really emphasized, and Joe and Bridget were nodding up and down, is sellers are not using eBay collections.
Oh.
Yeah. Well.
And you don't need an eBay store to do eBay collections. So you can do it with or without a store. And one thing that I've said, and I wanted Susie's input on it, is to micro-niche your collection. She said, absolutely, yes. And Jill and Bridget concurred, which is many sellers will put a collection up, but it's very general. So we have Father's Day coming up. So perhaps they've put up a Father's Day collection, but they've just labeled it, Griff, you're actually just saying these, Father's Day. Well, the problem with that is because the way eBay is using eBay collections is they're feeding it to the shoppers when they come on eBay as engaging content. So what this means is in the center feed of your computer, you're getting your products fed to you that you're shopping for. And then on the right-hand side of your feed is oftentimes eBay collections. They're targeting the collection to what the customer's looking for. And they're going to be looking for ties, golf, Hawaiian shirts, you know, barbecue accessories, whatever specific item that they're looking for. And if you micro-niche your collection, so let's say the barbecue tools that every dad needs, or the golf accessory your dad wants, or perfect golf gifts for your dad, something to that effect. If you take the time to micro-niche your collection, you're much more likely to show up on that right-hand feed when the customers come on. And that's what you want. You want to be in the feed so eBay can help drive traffic to your items.
So do you have any collections?
I do have collections. Actually, let me go look at my collection, see what I have. I have one, I had a Mother's Day one, which I will now repurpose and make it gifts for her. I have, hang on a second, I've got New York gifts because I'm in New York and I get a lot of great New York collectibles. I do have some plus size clothing, so I have some of my plus size clothing. I have a lot of the color pink, so I actually have a pink collection.
Oh, Griff, you would like that.
That's a fun thing to do.
Pink, what's better than pink? Think pink.
Exactly. So that's what I had, because I was starting to see them a lot in my feed, and I looked at what I was searching, and then I looked at the titles and the content of the collections, and I could see that the collections that were showing in my feed, because I shop on eBay, of course, were related to my search. And Susie said yes, emphatically yes, and she really encouraged sellers to use them. They're free. Again, you don't need a store. They're very easy to set up. And Maida Webster and I gave her some tips, things that we thought that would improve collections, and they were very receptive to that.
Oh, good.
So let's. I'd like to go over this again just for a minute. So
sure.
Can you hang on?
Yes, stay with us.
We have to take a little break. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. 888-723-4630. That's the number you call. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.